Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
It's time for another edition of the Brett Allen Show.
It's go time, you and me.
Join us weekly for the latest pop culture interviews from your favorite TV shows, movies, comedians, and so much more.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you, it felt good.
Plus, you never know who will drop by.
What happened here was a miracle.
Now, here is your host.
I said throw down, boy.
Welcome to the nice main event.
Brett Allen.
Brett Allen here, chatting with the dynamic duo, Henry Nelson and Tim Blake Nelson. It's a pleasure to meet both of you. Thank you so much for your time today.
It's great to meet you, man.
Yeah, well, I'm very excited to talk to you about this fantastic film, Asleep in My Palm, which is in theaters on March 1st, digital March 19th, and then streaming April 19th. Henry, we'll start with you. How was this working on this fantastic film with your dad? I mean, it's so cool that in this business, you both are be able to work together. I mean, it's just a very cool experience.
Oh, it was the best. It really was. I loved working on the film with dad. I collaborating with him. We're very close, as are my two brothers. You know, we have a very, very like close family. And we love to collaborate and support one another, and it's the bomb.
Yeah. Tim, for you, working with your family, with your son, I mean, you've done so many phenomenal projects in your career, but to be able to work on this great film with your son and to have this organic experience together, how was that for you? I mean, you have to be like the proudest parent on the planet. It's very cool. It makes my heart warm as a dad, for sure.
I love that word organic because that's a very it's quite appropriate in this case, because movies and movie sets were really such a part of being Henry's father. The way that one of the ways that we solved the time away that an actor spends from his family is that Henry would just go with me to movie sets. Certainly in the summer, he was always with me. And when my wife and once Henry had younger brothers and they were around, they would come to visit a set and leave. Henry would often stay and just be on set every day and wake with me at 5:30 in the morning and spend 12 hours a day on a set. He just loved it.
It's my favorite place to be, period. I love sets.
And when he was about 12, he said, I want to do this and I would love, you know, we should do it together. And I actually believed it would happen even when he was 12, because what I was seeing, in addition to the fact that Henry is so resourceful and so relentlessly and wonderfully creative, was that he's diligent and hardworking. And so I thought, yeah, I can see that happening. And he wrote this wonderful script, and it did.
Yeah. Well, I think it's, again, it is a very organic experience, filmmaking in general. Because when the viewer watches it on this side, we get this very well put together story, linear sequences. I mean, it's just all flawless, but the process is so different. You know, it's filmed out of order. It's filmed in different ways. And having experienced both sides, being as a stand-in and an extra in many films, Buster Scruggs included, great film. It's a cool experience. So Henry, this film has a lot of themes. There's a lot of things about family and loneliness and how it relates to finding your place in this world and connection in that way.
Yeah.
I know you've probably been asked this, but I do want to ask a question of you. Like, what are you hoping? Is there one message that you want people to to take with them. I know there's probably not a right or a wrong, but one subtext, one theme that's important to you.
You know, it's weird because, you know, I wrote the movie to confront many vulnerabilities and many faults in myself. And that's a very self-absorbed thing. I'm really not trying to teach or convey any kind of lesson. I was writing from a place of loneliness, writing from a place of being self-absorbed and acting out of vulnerability and loneliness, trying to solve things the faster way rather than the organic way. And so I guess if there's one message, it's that I suck in certain respects. I think that something I was thinking about a lot is the power of loneliness in both, and how it dictates decisions in both the evident ways, the surface level ways, but then also some of the larger shapes in our life and the sort of slow glacial decisions that we, rather than making in a second, that we make over many, many, many years. Yeah,
I love that. That's a good answer. Well, Tim, again, having worked on so many projects, and of course now you're working on this one, you're telling a great story. Throughout your career, you've played different characters, different genres. But for you, I mean, it was probably a no-brainer to work with your son. But generally speaking, when you're looking at projects to commit your time to, at this stage of the game for you, is there one or two things that are absolutely necessary for you? Is it the writing? Is it the cast? Or is it just an overall experience that you're looking for as you continue to create these characters that you've created over time?
I'd say it's probably three or four factors. First and foremost is, does the director, and in these sorts of movies, it's a writer director usually, have a singular vision that is all his, her, or their own? To the extent that there could be no other director for the material than this person, because they understand it better than anyone else, and their take on it is going to be the most impactful way of realizing it. So the iteration of the movie itself is going to reflect the ideas that are in the script that interest me. And that was certainly the case with this. And I had watched Henry build this story. The second is, you know, the character has to present a really interesting acting challenge. And then as an almost converse of that, I have to feel like I'm the right actor to meet that challenge, because the worst thing that one can do is show up on a set and not come through for the director. It's vision you believe. And then finally, you want to make sure that the director is going to be supported, not only by a budget, but by producers who, instead of interfering, are gonna help and facilitate. And in this case, I said, I'm gonna be the producer. and then, you know, we got financiers, the Pozzi Ponzaroli and Shannon Houchins, with whom I'd made this movie, Old Henry, who knew Henry, my Henry, because he'd worked in the art department on that movie. They financed this in a healthy enough way for us to be able to realize it, and for Henry to do what he needed to do. So those are the criteria.
I love it. Well, this is a family affair, and it's great watching this movie, and I can't wait for other people to watch it. Henry, for you, a question. It's a fun one. But having grown up in this world that your dad is a part of and going to sets and seeing him act, do you have a favorite project of your dad's? Not to put you on the spot or lead the witness, or is there anything that you can recall or that stands out to you that really just was like, man, dad killed it in this project?
Yes. Would you like me? I've got a couple ways I can answer that. Do you want me to refer to a particular set, or do you want me to look at this on a performance basis?
Performance is great, because I'm sure we're probably coming to the end of time here, and I don't want to cut any of us off. Yeah, performance, favorite performance. Yeah.
So I'm not gonna do the obvious ones, because obviously.
Right. I mean, the ones that are on the nose, okay, fair.
There's two movies that dad's in that are really special to me. And I think not only is he fantastic and different and wowed me, but also the movies are really poignant and really, really interesting, and I think overlooked. And the first one is Detachment, and the second one is Blue Caprice. Both characters incredibly, incredibly, incredibly interesting. Detachment is a really, really, really powerful movie, and really both films and dad did them in pretty close proximity to one another, and I'll just say both those movies are terrific. Incredibly
and as wrong. Ever, Henry was on both sets.
I was actually on both sets.
And yeah. he's in Blue Caprice.
And As I Lay Dying.
That's a given. That's for sure. Well, thank you both. This has been an honor, Henry, Tim. Congratulations on this one. And thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for talking to us.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful day, both of you. Cheers.
Thanks for listening and being a part of today's conversation.
Thank you!
If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider sharing it with a friend. It's absolutely free.
Omega proportions.
The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
And remember, we care.